Welcome to Magic 8 Ball with Melissa and Michaela. I'm Michaela Camp, Director of Platform at RevUp Capital.
And I'm Melissa Withers, Managing Partner, RevUp Capital.
All right, Melissa, what if I told you that letting your guard down could be the ultimate leadership flex?
No way.
Sounds counterintuitive. I know, but here's the thing. Being transparent about challenges isn't a sign of weakness. It's actually one of the boldest moves you can make as a leader. It takes guts to let your guard down and invite your team, advisors, and even your peers into the messy middle of everything that you're dealing with. Do you want to know what the payoff is?
Winning.
Winning. There's a little winning. If you consider trust, collaboration,
yes,
growth,
do.
That not only feels real, but sustainable winning, because I do.
Yes, I do.
But yeah, today we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about radical transparency.
Okay.
What does it look like in practice? How can it strengthen teams and culture? And where does it get tricky?
Yeah. Okay.
But first things first.
All right.
Radical transparency.
Yeah.
What does it really mean? And why is it so powerful to adopt as a founder?
Well, in the spirit of radical transparency, you know, as a Gen X latchkey kid, you know, who raised myself, transparency is not how I was raised. So it's taken me quite a bit of time and effort to embrace radical transparency. And for anyone listening, there's a lot of real stuff written about radical transparency. And the biggest, like, this episode should also come with a content warning. You know, don't like wave your hands through this stuff. If you believe that this philosophy is something you want to integrate into your business, take an hour and actually read about, you know, what it really means to put into practice. Because if you half-ass it, you can really do more harm than good. Because radical transparency is the belief that everyone who works at a company should have the same access to all of the information within that company, like complete honesty and complete visibility into everyone's work. And I mean all of it, and I mean everyone, right? So in this way, radical transparency isn't trivial. And again, it's something that many people are not taught to behave this way. So it really is a big shift. Radical transparency is not the same as partial transparency, right? You know, one pro is that everybody knows what the company's problems are and they know what's being done to solve them, right? Which can create a lot of camaraderie and shared enthusiasm and reduces fear, I think. So in that sense, you know, everyone knows where the company is headed, right? Which one of the scariest things for people is to not know where you're going, right? So if you're an employee at a company and you don't know where the company's going, that can create a lot of anxiety. That can have some pretty negative effects on the quality of your work. And when the company's finances aren't, you know, kept like a nuclear secret, you know, the whole team knows what the numbers really are. You know, what are the earnings? How much profit is really being made? Who spends the most, right? And how much gas is left in the tank, right? For some, you know, giving out this much information can be terrifying. You know, a lot of this stuff is considered sensitive. You know, it's just like sensitive shit that you're trained to keep under lock and key. And giving that to employees, you know, is not the same as giving it to your co-founders, right? Employees come and go sometimes, right? And so I think that can be really hard. And for some employees, getting this much information can be equally terrifying. Not everyone wants to be aware of the things outside of what they work on, right? It's can't make that operating assumption. You know, it can also make people more nervous and self-conscious about their work, knowing that if it flops, the whole company, kind of including leadership, is going to be made aware of it, right? So you don't have that like air cover where you can do some stuff and maybe if it doesn't work out, it never filters up to the management. But I still think that the pros outweigh the cons.
I do too.
You know, and in the end, when we tell the full truth behind our decisions, it gives people a much greater sense of inclusion. Plus, there'll be more brains like collaborating to solve the problem. And most of the time, that's a good thing. I know. I think really important, though, is how radical transparency can elevate trust among teams with the side effect of expanding a founder's network of support, a network that they can more fully leverage during tough times, right? That being a founder is very isolating, very hard, emotionally tough. And if you have a larger network of people who are already in the know, you can leverage that network to kind of share the burden of that, but to also, you know, feel more supported during those tough times. You know, I think founders are trained to always seem like they're in control, but the idea, you know, the idea being that if you're in control, you're kind of bulletproof, right? And that if you appear bulletproof, other people will trust you. You know, but I think in real life, trying to appear bulletproof doesn't make you bulletproof at all, right? It just doesn't, right? Nothing makes you bulletproof, but pretending that you are, certainly doesn't. You know, and the walls that it builds really stymie the genuine connection that underpins trust. And, you know, those walls cut you off from the kind of connections you need most, especially when shit hits the fan. So I think we could all definitely benefit from a little more transparency. You know, just how transparent you want to be and how to get to that level of transparency, you know, are like some of the real questions.
Yeah.
You know, Michaela, you work a lot with our teams in very intimate ways. And I know that transparency, is a huge topic of your coaching. You know, where do you think transparency becomes the most difficult? You know, how can we help founders navigate those challenges?
Yeah. I mean, when you boil it down, admitting mistakes is hard. And transparency is toughest when leaders fear being vulnerable. And that can either be about admitting those mistakes or revealing that they don't have all the answers, right? And I think leaders sometimes feel that they have to wait for the full picture before sharing
Good
anything
point.
At all. And teams can feel—
There's never a full picture.
There's never a full picture, right? And like, people aren't dumb. Teams
yeah.
can know Great when point. Something's being hidden, right? Like, it's obvious to everyone involved.
Yeah.
And what I found with our founders is what works better is being upfront about the uncertainty. So
right.
going to your team and being like, hey, here's what we know.
Showing the partial
exactly.
picture.
Here's what we know. Here's what we don't. But yep. like, here's what we're figuring out, right? It shows a sense of humility and it brings Good people point. Into the process. Like you said, it opens up the circle yeah. of trust, which is way better for morale than silence. And no one wants to look like they don't have it together. But when leaders say, hey, I made this call, it didn't work out, and here's what I learned, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
Because it creates a culture where it's okay to learn from failure rather than hide it in the like pay no attention to the man behind the curtain corner, right?
Yeah.
And that's how transparency becomes a tool, not a buzzword. It's when yep. you actually open it up and everyone is like, hey, like, it's okay, let's talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah. But I know you've seen founders embrace radical transparency with their teams or investors. What are some examples and how did it shape the outcome?
Yeah, I feel really grateful that, you know, in general, I have a very open and honest relationship with all of our founders. You know, it takes a lot of time and energy to build those kinds of relationships, but it's probably the most important work I do as an investor. And it's definitely the most rewarding part of the work I do. And you know, it's worth every bit of the energy that goes into it. You know, I think one of the most frustrating and upsetting things that happens for me in my work is when a company waits too long to tell us about a problem, right? It's kind of what you talked about. They're waiting for a fuller, they're always waiting for a fuller picture before they show the picture to someone else. But the trouble with that is in an early stage company, you'd be waiting for forever because the picture's never complete.
And it's too late.
Usually it's just getting, things are just getting worse. And this almost always limits our ability to help. And usually it's just that things didn't go as planned, right? I can count on one hand the number of times that companies really made decisions that were so questionable that you honestly were like, are you a bad person? Like very, very rarely. It's just things don't go as planned. While I like you understand the reaction to keep your mistakes close to the vest, it's absolutely the kiss of death for an early stage company, particularly when you have advisors who you can trust. I mean, like this is all predicated on the assumption that you have some investors and advisors who actually have earned your trust. You know, we had one team this year that came to us with what I would call a radical explosion, an explosion of radical transparency, when they realized that they had made several serious missteps and the company was headed towards like a catastrophic cliff. I mean, really bad. That's all I'll say about it. You may be listening and say, oh, of course I would ask for help if situation was really that bad. But if I had a dime for every time founders stayed mum about something bad that was going on, we would be filming this in Fiji today, not Cranston, Rhode Island. No offense, Cranston. But if they had waited even a month or two longer to open up what was going on, I'm not sure we could have turned it around, right? I really, truly, yeah. It's the closest to death I've had a company come where the company didn't actually die. And I know it's hard for them to come forward and admit fully, really admit what had happened to them and then what they had done in response that maybe had made matters worse. You know, they pulled the whole lid off the dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And in that allowed us to actually see the whole fire and start and find the right place, you know, to work on it. You know, in a series of moves that was nothing short of miraculous, that company is doing much better in heading into 2025. You know, and I just really thankful that they had the courage to pull a little radical transparency out of their asses, because I think it saved their company and it saved all the investors, you know, all of our money. You know, Michaela, you've been there when the founders were in a real bind and they needed to share or not share tough stuff with their team. You know, how do you advise founders to balance transparency, you know, while maintaining people's confidence that they are in fact able to lead?
Yeah. And I that's one thing that I want to make clear is their transparency and confidence don't have to be at odds with each other, right? Mm. But I do think it's important that you have to pair But I do think it's important that you have to pair honesty with a plan, or at least the intention to figure one out, right? Like, you can say something like, here's the challenge, here's how I'm thinking about, and here's how I'm thinking about moving forward. That way you're being real with your team without leaving them in the dark. You're not just saying like, here's a challenge, good luck, right?
Right.
Like, think of like a captain of a ship in the middle of a terrible storm, right? The best captains won't be like, it's not raining, everyone do their job. They'll actually be like, it's raining, but there's the lighthouse, right? The point towards the lighthouse. That sense of direction, even if the path isn't perfect, gives people something to rally behind, and it shows strength and vulnerability, which is what gets teams through tough times, right?
True.
And here's the fun thing, at least I think it's fun about that, is being transparent has a ripple effect amongst teams. So when leaders are open about challenges, it builds trust and sets the tone for how the whole team will operate moving forward, because people feel safer sharing their own concerns and mistakes. And that's when you start seeing better problem solving and more collaboration when issues arise. And it's like you said, it's not like waiting until everything's on fire.
Yep.
I guess with that in mind, what advice would you give to founders who are hesitant to adopt this level of openness?
Like, I know
it's
not easy. This comes up all the time. I mean, this is companies aren't born radically transparent, right? It's something, it's more of a discipline, right? Yeah. And some people start on day one, but others, you know, have to work their way into it over time. You know, I think the first thing you need to do is determine if your company is ready for radical transparency. Like, do you have a blank slate, right? Or do you have a pretty big team that's been operating, you know, in ways that might be counter to radical transparency? And do you need to sort of first kind of understand that and assess that? Again, you can't like drop it in. It's got to be authentic. It's got to be real. And you've got to stick with it, right? It's not something that you can just sort of declare and then walk away from. But I think the easiest place to start, regardless of where you are, is to really focus on building trust and effective communication. And you just, you know, sort of said all there is to be said about how you need to lead by example. You know, and in team meetings, like, you can make yourself vulnerable by asking for feedback. I mean, really asking for feedback, really listening for feedback, you know, sharing your honest reaction when you don't know the answer to something, right? Small steps like that can make a really big difference in giving others on your team permission to follow suit. And I think it sounds so easy, but like when you get feedback, it's really hard not to react negatively to it, even if you think you're not reacting negatively to it, right? It just takes practice to like not clench your jaw or like not hunch up, right?
Defensive.
And some people, you know, I'm pretty defensive. Like, I grew up pretty defensive. I was always in a street fight, bitch. But it's taken me a long time to actually listen without signaling, you know, it's just fear and shame, but people read it as rejecting feedback. So it takes time. You know, I think the kind of easy thing you can do too is try to just test being honest about how the company is doing. You know, start not being like all roses, right? Start telling some of the things that maybe aren't working so well, right? And, you know, feeling comfortable with it. And of course, you got to admit when you make mistakes. And I know so much of this sounds so obvious, but it is very difficult to do this in real relationships. It's easy to say, harder to do. But above all, I think just decide how radically transparent you want to be and what you want to be transparent about. You know, and maybe, for example, you are willing to be transparent about general business info, hiring, sales, fundraising even, but maybe you aren't willing to share all of the salary information across your company because maybe you have some things going on in your salary structure that makes sense to you, but might not be sensible or comfortable for others, right? I think you have to really think about this stuff for real before you dive into the deep end of the radical transparency pool. And you have to let people know what's included in your radical transparency, right? It's like almost like you have to codify that, because the worst thing is saying you'll be transparent but then not following through, right? Or having an asterisk, you know, months later that that wasn't included in your plan for transparency, right? So I think you need to make a, like a, almost like a Magna Carta about what it is, how, what it is you are going to be transparent about and why. And if there are things you're not going to be transparent about, you have to be willing to say why you're not going to be transparent about those things and live with the consequences of that. And if people don't like it, then they're probably the wrong people to be in your company anyway. So you have to kind of lean into that. But most of all, you know, you start slowly and with great intent so that you can stay committed to this for the long haul. You just can't dick people around with this stuff. It'll just blow up in your face. You know, Kayla, this is like, you're like the queen of deep questions with your philosophy degree. And so I was kind of buttering this one up. You know, how do you think radical transparency may continue to change the future of business and business culture?
Yeah, I personally think it's going to become an expectation. Mm-hmm. So transparency as a whole will be an expectation, especially because employees and stakeholders, they're craving authenticity, right? And leaders who can lean into that are going to create environments where trust and collaborations thrive, right? And honestly, at its core, radical transparency is about empowering teams. It says, we trust you with the full picture, or as much of the picture that makes sense to share, right?
Right.
And when people feel like they're in the loop, they're more engaged, more resilient, and more likely to stay, right?
Yeah.
And
or leave or if leave. It's not a good fit for them, right?
It gives them the information to make the right decision for them. But beyond that, like, transparency just reduces drama.
Yes.
Which is so important. Like, it takes the guesswork out of working together. So if when everyone knows the why behind a decision, what's really going on, or like, as you said, like they know what's being shared and what's not and why, like those moments of shock or frustration, you know, like I had no idea that this was coming.
Yeah.
Like they become way less common.
Yep.
And in a world that already feels chaotic, less workplace drama is a win for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
Who needs that?
Yeah, right, less now. Real housewives.
Exactly.
Not that
more chill.
Love me some housewives,
exactly.
But not at work.
Not at work.
Yeah.
Exactly. And honestly, if there's one thing that we've learned, it's this. When you're honest, like really honest, people show up for you in ways that you didn't think possible. Mm. And because at the end of the day, no one really expects you to be perfect because no human is. They just want you to be real.
Yeah.
And radical transparency isn't just about spilling your guts. It's about building trust, solving problems, and creating the stronger connections with your people. And yeah, it's scary, but I think at the end of the day, it's worth it because what else are you going to do except find your people and move forward?
Yeah.
And
do you think, you've known me for a decade, do you think I've become any more transparent?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small baby steps.
Baby steps. Yeah.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Okay. Well, I mean, on that note too, since 2024 has taught us that logic, reason, and history are useless in guiding human
decision-making.
Has no bearing on any decision-making, whether you're going to be transparent or not.
I think it's
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I think it's time we ask the magic eight ball, okay. Melissa.
Will radical transparency become the new norm? Outlook good.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, everyone, baby steps. Okay.
I guess, like, whether you like it or not, buckle up, Buttercup.
Buckle up.
It's on its way.
It's about to get real.
It is.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.